I want to talk about the wolf or werewolf scenarios with Cecilia. The times where we were fooled into believing that she was starting to change, or that she had even changed into a werewolf, like completely transformed into a werewolf. With Rhea's experiences, from what I know of, Rhea at a point in this whole scenario with Cecilia had lived with Cecilia for about 2 years because she was homeless, because of having given up everything for Cecilia. And she used to sleep next to Cecilia every night because Cecilia's husband would work pretty much every night because he was a police officer and that was his shift. And the other main reason that Rhea would sleep next to Cecilia is because every single night without fail, there was a supposed attack on Cecilia to take her life or to be killed. Or she would stop breathing. There would be countless different scenarios, which I'll get into on another topic. But Cecilia's life every night would hang in the balance of life and death, without fail. There was many nights where I would sleep over as well. I would sleep on a mattress in the floor, on the floor in Cecilia's bedroom. And I witnessed this as well, firsthand too many times. At one point, I even remember staying up the entire night because I was so worried that something was going to happen to Cecilia and we might just sleep through it and she would die. But now, in relating this scenario with the werewolf or wolf transformation scenario with regards to Rhea's experience, she more than likely had other scenarios that I don't know of, but the ones that I know of, which seem to be fairly frequent, is when Rhea and Cecilia would wake up in the morning, Rhea would find, a piece of hair on the bed. Or Cecilia would find a piece of hair on the bed. I think, as far as I know, most of the time Cecilia would actually find or pick up the piece of hair on the bed and show it to Rhea. And then she would lightheartedly point it out to Rhea, show her the piece of hair, and say to her, "Oh, look, obviously, I had completely changed last night while you were sleeping." And Rhea had never seen Cecilia actually completely change into a werewolf or to a wolf, but Cecilia had portrayed or set out so many scenarios like this into basically saying, "It happened, oops, you just missed it, but you were actually there," type of scenario. I remember hearing this specific type of scenario quite a few times. It's very easy to actually make up a scenario like this. And then with regards to myself, Cecilia would relate stories where I would arrive at her house and Rhea was there almost about ready to leave. And there was actually one scenario in specific that I remember very, very clearly, very dominantly. Rhea was in the bathroom. I went into Cecilia's bedroom and I spoke to her, and Cecilia said to me that Rhea's nerves are a wreck. I mustn't really interact with her. I mustn't say anything to her because Rhea's embarrassed about this as well. But that night before, Anya had completely changed into a werewolf while Rhea was awake. and Rhea was so terrified that she locked herself in the bathroom. Now, by that time point, with being bombarded with all of this nonsense, so much, and obviously finally by that point wholeheartedly believing it, I took Cecilia at her word, and I didn't, I actually didn't even ask her anything, nor did I say anything to Rhea. And Rhea came out of the bathroom, and she was her normal self. There was nothing odd or strange about her behavior. She didn't look like her nerves were rattled. She didn't look like she was embarrassed about anything. And I just reasoned off that Rhea was forcing herself to be that way because she was trying to show that she's actually fine. And also because I'm there, she doesn't want to feel further embarrassed. That was honestly my reasoning. But after I had left Cecilia, Rhea had come to see me, and we spoke about a lot of things, which I'll relate in another topic, but this was one of the things that I brought up with Rhea, this specific scenario. And in relating this whole scenario to Rhea, I'll never forget the look on her face. She was completely and utterly confused. She had never even heard of this scenario altogether, never mind the fact that it actually never had happened. And Rhea's the type of person that she never had a reason to lie. And Rhea was never shy or shameful about admitting to anything. And Rhea was also the type of person that you could just clearly see that she was telling you the truth. Rhea honestly was in disbelief about this whole scenario. And it had never happened. Amongst everything else we had actually discussed between us. Like I said, I'll cover that in another topic. Cecilia had even related times with other people where her own daughter, Louisa, where another woman was babysitting little Louisa. And little Louisa apparently had a tantrum. And in having the tantrum, she then changed into a werewolf. This was actually, I was told this story, I think within the first month of knowing Cecilia. This whole werewolf thing, you were bombarded with it from day one. But then there was also a scenario where within the first week or so of knowing Cecilia, I already knew by that time point the different reasons for why Cecilia would change into a werewolf. It was clearly explained and overly explained. Like I said, this topic you were bombarded with. And one of the reasons for Cecilia changing into a werewolf was if her protein level had dropped dramatically low, because she would then need to hunt in order to stabilize her protein level. So we had gone to a butcher and bought quite a fair amount of meat. When I say we, it was me, Rhea, and Cecilia. And then when we got back to Cecilia's flat, Rhea and I waited in the living area, and Cecilia went to her bedroom. But before going to her bedroom, she said that she's going to lock her bedroom door, just in case when she changes into a werewolf, she's going to try escape and then we might end up getting hurt. Or more than likely, we will end up getting hurt, because apparently when she changes into a werewolf, there is no recognition of who anyone is in their lives. So As a werewolf, she would not know that Rhea and I were actually safe and she should not hurt us. In fact, the only person that Cecilia would ultimately recognize is little Louisa, because Louisa was also a werewolf because of being her daughter, being a generational witch, generational werewolf, and so on. And through scent, through the canine scent as a werewolf, Cecilia would smell that little Louisa belongs to her, and then Louisa would be fine. So, and then Cecilia would go into her bedroom and it would be completely quiet. I was honestly, in all honesty, expecting to hear some kind of dramatic noise, like a thump or a thud, a bang on the door, something. I mean, logically, if you think about someone changing into a werewolf, the werewolf is going to want to try get out of its, you know, engagement there, you know, being locked in a room. I mean, since it's a wild animal and the way, you know, its nature was described by Cecilia, logically it wants to then escape, or Cecilia as a werewolf would want to escape. So some kind of noise should have been heard, or even at the very least, you know, eating noises, something. But it was dead quiet. It was actually too quiet. And Rhea and I sat in complete silence. There was nothing to be heard. And Cecilia was in that room for quite a while. No one timed it, but it felt like it was possibly at least an hour. And then Cecilia came out happily and acted like everything was fine. And Rhea just checked on Cecilia, asking if she's okay now, and if she had eaten all the meat, and if she had changed into a werewolf, and so on. And Cecilia had this big smile, and she laughed, and she said, yes, no, you know, she's fine. And all the meat is finished. Funny enough to note, though, is from the butchery, the meat came in packaging. And when Cecilia went to her bedroom, she took the meat with her in the packaging. But when she came out of her bedroom, she didn't bring any remains of packaging. Nor were there any signs of packaging anywhere when we immediately went into Cecilia's bedroom afterwards. And Cecilia also did not have a dustbin in her bedroom. So what on earth happened? Did the werewolf eat the packaging as well? You know, sarcastic comment there. But, I mean, yes, in all honesty, she didn't change, obviously. But back in that time point, unfortunately, we did believe it. And this also, unfortunately, was a fairly common scenario, at least in the beginning. Until Cecilia had supposedly learned to control changing into a werewolf more. I guess she ultimately decided when she would want to use it for, you know, whatever reason. I mean, she started using other things as time went on. But the werewolf topic was always there. It was a daily thing. I could not even look back onto one day in 4 years that I did not hear about it. But now I want to talk about my own experiences about this whole werewolf scenario, or rather Cecilia changing into a werewolf scenario. The very first memory I have of this whole werewolf scenario was the first week of knowing Cecilia. It was probably the first day, or at most the second day, in knowing Cecilia. In the beginning, Rhea and I would sleep on the couches in the living room, and Cecilia would be in the bedroom with her husband when they would go sleep at night. And this one night in specific, obviously being in a strange house with very strange happenings, took a while for me to fall asleep and stay asleep. But eventually, obviously, did sleep. And somewhere along the line in this, and sometime during this time period of having slept, Cecilia apparently had changed completely into a werewolf. Now, also going back to what I've just said before in these notes, Cecilia had apparently changed into a werewolf completely while her husband was in the room. He was not a generational wolf. How is he still alive? Because Cecilia had even related that he would have been killed. Many things she did not think out properly, but also many things we did not stop to think about, to question, and explain away. So, Cecilia, the next morning, related to Rhea and I that, you know, the night before she had changed, and she came walking down the passageway of the flats to where Rhea and I were sleeping. Yet again, how were Rhea and I still alive if she had come into the living room, you know, and we were not generational wolves? Because she had apparently walked right up to each of us and sniffed us on the head, and, you know, to see who we were and what we were. And ultimately, we should have registered as food, but we were both still alive. Where the werewolf nature that Cecilia related to us was, we would have been killed immediately. But now, while relating this whole scenario to me and Rhea, Cecilia looks at me and she says to me, "Yeah, I remember you were awake and you still turned and looked at me and you saw me fully transformed as a werewolf." And I was speechless. I did not know what to say, because I was exhausted, for one, and by that time point, I was feeling rather delusional as to everything that was going on within those first 2 days of being with Cecilia. It was too much to take in, so I kept quiet. And Cecilia carried on talking about me having seen her as a werewolf, to the point where I even questioned, did I actually wake up and see her as a werewolf? I had woken up so many times that night before. I was exhausted. Maybe I did wake up. Maybe I did see her as a werewolf, and I've just forgotten about it. Although, in all honesty, who would actually forget that? I don't think I would have slept afterwards. But she did. She was so convincing that I actually started to wonder if it was true. But I didn't say anything. I didn't know what was true, and I didn't say anything, and obviously that gave Cecilia leeway that silence was consent to carry on this nonsense story. You know, with me at least having seen her as a werewolf. Then there was several scenarios later in our friendship. Possibly starting with, well, it did start within the first year, where I would be alone with Cecilia at her flat, and suddenly she would be acting a bit strange. She would shy away from me and try hide her face in her mouth. In the beginning, the first few times when she started acting like this, obviously I was very confused as to what was going on, because the way she was acting was very obvious. Something was happening, something was wrong, although I didn't know what. And when I asked her the first time it happened, you know, what's wrong, what's going on, she didn't want to tell me. But she carried on acting strange, and she looked like she was battling with something. And I carried on asking, you know, what's wrong? You know, because I wanted to help her. I needed to, you know, I was there to help her. And then she eventually said to me, she's trying not to change into a werewolf. And I wasn't, to be honest, I wasn't actually scared. I think by that point in that scenario, I was so worried about trying to help her then, okay, what happens if she actually does change into one? You know, I need to run. But then after she told me that, she opened her mouth just a little. And I saw her fang teeth were longer than usual. And she showed me her mouth for merely a split second. Fast enough to see them, but not long enough to stop and realize those were not really real fangs. And then she carried on pretending to battle not to change into a werewolf. And somewhere along the line, she disappeared into a room or to the bathroom. And she just making the excuse that she just needed to try calm down, you know, so she doesn't change and she'll come back when she's done. And always, as usual, she would come out and she was perfectly fine and her teeth were back to normal. This happened a couple of times. And then there was one scenario where I actually felt sorry for Cecilia. I felt horrible for her. From America to meet Cecilia, and while Rhea and Doug were there and I was there in Cecilia's flat, this same type of scenario presented itself, or at least was portrayed, and Cecilia started acting strange, and by that time point, Rhea and I both knew exactly what was supposedly happening. And Cecilia started motioning to hide her mouth, as usual. And she looked rather embarrassed because there's this new person here and she doesn't want them to see. But she's obliged to stay because they came to see her. But then she disappeared into her bedroom. But now, by this point, had also asked what's going on. And Rhea said to him that Cecilia's starting to change into a werewolf. And he wanted to see. And so Rhea and Doug hurried after Cecilia into her bedroom. I followed them, somewhat trying to get them to leave Cecilia alone because she's obviously supposedly battling to not change, and here they're wanting to do a show and tell type of scenario because of the whole fascination behind it. It kind of felt like it was turning into a lab rat's scenario, like you're a freak, you know, let's look, let's see what's going on. And, well, that wasn't the way Rhea was doing it, but that was just the way it felt to me. And, Cecilia never actually showed her mouth, as far as I recall. She just disappeared again into the bathroom to try and gather herself to herself, to calm down, to stop apparently changing into a werewolf. And when she came out, it was over. And then there was another rather strange scenario with little Louisa. In the last year of my friendship with Cecilia, little Louisa had to go have some teeth removed. And after the doctors had removed her teeth, they put them into a jar. And Cecilia was hyped up and excited And I couldn't understand this whole scenario, at least to a degree. Nor did I actually know any difference in what I was being shown, but Cecilia was so hyped up over the length of little Louisa's fang teeth. And she kept going on and on that these are her werewolf teeth, her baby werewolf teeth, that they had accidentally, well, that the do that the dentist did not realize that he had pulled out. You know, he didn't know that they were actually werewolf teeth. He just thought they were normal teeth. And she was just, Cecilia was so hyped up over the supposed fact that, look at my daughter's werewolf teeth. My daughter's a werewolf. Like, she was in awe of her daughter being a werewolf. She was proud. She was boasting and bragging, and it was actually rather strange, and especially since she was going on about this to people who didn't even know Cecilia's whole pretend story. The people in the ward were completely confused about this whole hyped up scenario. Obviously, to those people that didn't know about the scenario, Cecilia just kept saying, look at my daughter's teeth, look how long they are. But to those who were told this bizarre story or who knew about this bizarre story, Cecilia would refer to them as her werewolf teeth or her fang teeth, something very directly linked to it. And I had never known what the actual length is of fang teeth once they are removed from a person. I don't know how deep into the gums they go. Only until the last few years did I find out that your teeth actually are quite substantially longer than what you see on the outside. And that is one final, well, one check mark off the long list of things that, of the nonsense that I was told. I suppose like another dot of closure on a very minor subject. To something I was shown, something I was seen. But yeah, this werewolf story was, we were bombarded with it in every direction with Cecilia, Cecilia's supposed mother, and little Louisa. Obviously, none of it being true, but the way in which it was done was so convincing. I actually don't think anybody who hears about it or who reads about it would actually be able to ever understand how foolproof it was actually displayed to all of us. It's easy to swear it off now because the truth is exposed. You actually have time to set aside to think and reason, hold on, this can't be true, or how can this be true? Whereas we weren't given time to stop and think. It was just, it was too much that we just absorbed it all because we didn't have time to think anything, any of this out. And it all just settled in our minds, and that's the way it stayed, and that's the way it became rooted in our minds.